Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
In his latest book, political philosopher and Harvard professor Michael Sandel narrates the ways in which we have turned nearly everything into a commodity. For instance, in the United States, we have a mixed economy of blood donation. We have commercial blood banks, and predictably, most of the blood in the banks comes from the poor, and the wealthy can buy it, about 90%, as a matter of fact. This is a powerful and symbolic example that Sandel draws out. Blood, vital to life, is for sale and packaged for purchase. Even blood is redistributed in the U.S. economy from the rich, from the poor to the rich. Moreover, we hear about the international market in organs for transplants, and it makes us feel uneasy. Organs are transferred from the least of these to the top of the economic food chain, and this seems disturbing. The strength of Sandel's book is that it does not let us gloss over the difficulties. He insists that we think hard about why we consider these kind of practices wrong, or at least dubious. Are there things that cannot be treated as commodities? If so, why? What kind of philosophy turns everything into a product to be exchanged on the free market for a profit? Does this kind of philosophy make us, as the opening prayer puts it, anxious about earthly things? Does it force us to lose sight of the heavenly vision? And lest we think this is simply our problem or a modern problem, it does us well to hear the prophet Amos putting his people Israel in their place. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. Sounds like commodification to me. Enter the words we hear from our Lord in this morning's gospel text. You cannot serve God and wealth. As Episcopalians, we like to be both and kind of people, and not either or. But it seems like we don't really have a choice this morning. If you're to put your trust in God, you cannot put it in wealth, and vice versa. Now, our parable this morning is notoriously vexing, what one biblical scholar calls the problem child of parables. Can't quite get it in line. But if we put the passage together, take a step back, I think we can begin to discern that the underlying meaning is about the challenge to be faithful. Faithful in our use of money, faithful to God rather than money, faithful in our hearts and not just our outward appearance, and faithful to the kingdom inaugurated by Christ. In other words, the underlying meaning of this passage, like so much of our Bible, is about where we put our trust. Do you sense that this is what coming to church is all about? It's not just a market choice we make to ensure that our kids grow up a certain way or know a thing or two about the Bible. It's not about coming because we'd feel guilty if we did not. We come to church so as to say this is where we put our trust. Showing up to Holy Eucharist is about faithfulness to God in Christ. That's it. It's about our deepest allegiance, about what we deem holy, and in turn, what gives shape to our lives. The temptation that we must resist in a world that turns everything into a commodity is the enticement to trust in wealth as the answer. We must safeguard ourselves from this through our shared worship, through prayerful silence, and a deepening commitment to following the way of Christ, a way we should point out that is rooted in dispossession, pouring out life for others. It will not be easy in our Epicurean, individualistic, and materialistic culture, but it will be true. It will bring true life and eternal joy. We need to make space in our lives to do things like sit in the oratory just by the chapel over here, or sit in here, or sit in the chapel before the reserved sacrament. Do things like sign up for Brother Give Us a Word from the Society of St. John the Evangelist, a couple of the monks, the brothers who come to be with us. They're coming again this year. They have this great little two-sentence way to start your day. Open it in your inbox, give it a read. Create space in your life to breathe, reconsider, resist. Find a place to pray in your house. Pray with your family around the dinner table. Come to worship because it's about primary allegiance. In order to resist the greatest temptation of our day, the temptation to be anxious about earthly commodities, we must practice resistance and embody ritual practices that narrate a different story, that tell a different story about who we are, about what the world is. These practices teach us that at the heart of all things is not some kind of price tag. At the heart of all things is God. And we cannot serve God and wealth. We have to choose. And we're wise if we realize that this is difficult and that the choice has to be made every day. But if we learn the habits of putting our trust in Christ above all else, then joy is our reward. Anxiety fades into the background until it is muted. And we begin to participate in the life of the everlasting God who frees slaves who were once commodities and raises the dead to life. What are your deepest allegiances? Where is the living Christ through the Spirit calling you to shift and change? What kinds of transformations need to take place so that you might not be anxious about earthly things and begin to see things as gifts and not merely commodities? This is God's wish for us, not to be anxious. Put your trust here in this bread, in this wine, and like these simple gifts from the good earth, together we will be changed. Amen.